There's a girl out on the sea, floating on a pink surfboard, with a picnic lunch and parasol, sitting there like a typical girl. Been hearing you all day. I thought that by ignoring you, perhaps you'd go away. I thought it was just too much sun as I faced out across the bay, hearing all these voices telling me how to spend my day. And then I turned around and I saw you standing, talking all this time, talking like you care. It's been 10 years and you haven't gone away, so I'm finally speaking up. It's time to have my say. First of all, my name isn't Mimi. My name is Ruth. That's right. Ruth Mimidonicus Stratigus Faderpithicus Triumvitini. And I came from a family of 10 children. That's right. Tomboy. Youngest. Learned to fight before I learned to walk. That's right. All cannons opened by the age of 2. By 6, I ruled the schoolyard. By 14, I ruled the shopping mall. I was loud, active, restless, arrogant, aggressive, and strong. And I couldn't understand these flimsy little things called teenage girls. They'd scatter before me like ineffective little dolls. And I bullied them even more in my consternation, trying to make them break out, trying to beat them into consciousness. And then one day I was working on this little bit of a thing, and I was trying to whip her into 3 dimensions. And she was shaking and she was looking so confused, like a little puppy, and it was making me even madder. And I was just about to give her one last kick when all of a sudden she got real silent. I mean, real. From somewhere far away, I heard someone calling my name. They called Ruth Mimidonicus Stratigus Faderpithicus Triumvitini. And a pink surfboard was handed to me, and a voice said, "Her name is Mimi." And they gently urged me forward to the edge of the water. That's right, and we moved out to sea. Mimi and me. Except I wasn't Mimi, it was the surfboard and me. The language between us was wordless, and it hung there in the air. And I spent a lot of time, you know, on that surfboard, sitting in the sun, thinking about the chains that bind and why I was the only one who didn't seem to have any. And slowly it sort of came to me that maybe I was a prisoner of being oh so free. And some days I hated the pink. I hated the pink. Pink for weakness and girls and posies and oppression and subjugation and asexuality and moral shrivenness and ignorance and painted toesies. And yet it's pink, you know, that is my friend out here on the sea that I'm learning how to fear. And it's pink that's showing me the way, showing me how to not always have my say, to hear perhaps what you might have to say.
Stand up, Mimi.
What? it's like an old dream. And you know now, do you understand after what I've said to you that by saying stand up, you're talking to a natural athlete. That's not so hard for me. I think the hardest thing that I've ever done is to feel so incomplete. A strange thing happened on a local beach that day. One girl paddled out to sea, and the other walked away. Dusk and the horizon
falling. I still mean what I said, Mimi.
I know. I want to say I really appreciate you coming along with us on our adventures. These are sort of one-time shows, and they're here and then they're gone, and we don't know what to expect, and you don't know what to expect, but you come with a really great energy, and we really appreciate it.